The entire staff of this morning show has come together to help Brooke recapture the fire in her bedroom. Even if there really wasn't much of one to begin with,
okay,
we are trying to help her rekindle that flame.
You
it's Brooke and Jubal
down.
In the morning. So let's focus our attention to our sexually starved co-host, Brooke Fox.
Okay. Moving right 92.5.
Her idea of intimacy is to shower every other day.
When the lights go out, the disappointment begins.
The only spark in the bedroom is the flameless candle she bought off QVC.
Brooke Fox, what's up with your sexless marriage?
Yeah, it's no secret that Brooke's love life has gone stale. Stale like a moldy piece of bread that's been left out for pigeons to feast on, and even the pigeons won't come close to it.
Okay, that is an unfair analogy. I have a new baby at home. That's all it is, you guys. It happens after you have a baby.
Well, you should consider yourself lucky because you have a team of coworkers, Brooke, who care deeply about you and your carnal dysfunction. We care about it. We talk about it. We have meetings about it. We've stayed late working on this. We've rolled up our sleeves and have really delved into your sex life and what's wrong with it. And we've figured that since we've been working so tirelessly around the clock to try to jumpstart your romance once and again, like an old Model T, you know, that's lost its crank. We want to crank that bad boy back up.
Again, great analogy. Thank you very much.
And after a lengthy search, we have a few solutions that we think might help. And since young Jeffrey was on the research team, he's come in to tell us what we've found.
The research team.
Yeah. Jeff, man, we have R&D, research and development.
Please enlighten Brooke on what we found out.
Okay, Brooke, I want you to know we care about you, okay?
Yeah.
This is a sensitive subject. We just hope that you're open to hearing this because, look, things could get a little crunchy.
I don't like that word, but can I just state for the record, I have never asked for your guys' help in my sex life.
Well, you don't have to care so much. You don't have to ask. When you have left work, we've all stayed late and banded together and have had station meetings about this.
Wow.
Man, those long days.
And the company has invested money into research. A lot of times in radio, they'll research music and stuff to see how people like it, but they've taken that entire budget and put it toward restarting your sex life. It's really cool of them. So they're behind it. They're behind this whole thing.
My husband actually may be thankful for this. So continue.
Yeah, let's get started with some of the suggestions that we found.
Okay.
One new bedroom trend that's been making news lately is a technique that's called amorous cryotherapy.
Ooh, fancy.
Basically, a professional sex therapist meets with a struggling, loveless couple and has an assistant mist each person's private areas with a negative 160-degree vapor. In scientific circles, it's known as freezing one's genitals.
And
it's supposed to improve intimacy because the cold temperatures helps to tighten and improve the overall appearance of your intimate area so your partner can watch in real time and see their downstairs mix-up revitalize before your very eyes.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, eyes up here, buddy. Let's just
man. Yeah, as you and your husband, Michael, Brooke, need to just stare longingly into each other's nether regions until it starts to look good again.
It's going to take a weed whacker to see anything down there right now.
Oh, God. I was going to say, this is bad because that'd be like getting your tongue stuck on one of those ice poles. And
okay, Jose. Stay away from it.
Okay.
You didn't actually physically get close to it, right?
Yeah.
What else have you found for us, Jeff?
There's another strategy that's becoming a trend. It's something called vulnerable romance. It says after a long period of sexual dormancy, one partner might need to coax the other into feeling vulnerable with their body again, whether that's through licensed therapy or just pushing yourself to take more emotional risks. And you can hurdle those sexual obstacles using different techniques. One example of vulnerable romance is to write down on a piece of paper your five most intimate romantic desires and then read them aloud at the dinner table during the meal.
There you go.
Yeah, that's going to go well with my toddler sitting there.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, she's going to take that to preschool.
Here's
the next
thing.
Day.
Reading your desires out loud at the dinner table shows that you're ready to be vulnerable.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that when you're doing this, your partner comments after you say each desire that you read to show that they're supporting your vulnerability.
And I also wouldn't do it at a planned time. Like, just do it yourself, write these down, and then just blurt them out. Like, right when he's mid-sentence or mid-bite, you know, just tell him what you want.
Okay, maybe wait till my in-laws are over or something.
Yeah.
And so,
all right, Jeff, do you have one more for us?
The final bedroom craze. This one's actually catching on in Hollywood with celebrities. It's called astral intimacy.
Yeah, and we know how Hollywood couples work out always well.
Yeah.
This is really good, though. Basically, it's where you meditate with your partner for an entire hour. And once you reach a heightened meditative state, you reach the astral plane, where you have an out-of-body experience, and you can watch from above as your own body has an intimate experience with your partner.
Okay, listen. I just need 5 minutes to get down and dirty. I'm a mom of two. I don't got time for an hour of meditation.
Let's wrap this up.
I think that just proves, Brooke, if you want to, you know, spice up your sex life after having a kid with your husband, you need to let him reach the astral plane. Not just like birthdays and anniversaries. All right, text in 78592. What do you think Brooke should do to help her sex life? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.